Hey, greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Hear the Gear with Bark.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hear the Gear. It's been a while since I made a podcast, but here we are. I've got the IX Tech IX-Mic 01. This is a USB XLR dynamic microphone. It's a square body. Looks a lot like the Blue Sona, if you've seen that microphone, which is actually a pretty decent looking mic. And this one is pretty decent as well. It's all metal. It's got a metal half yoke. It's got a nice aesthetic. It looks really cool. And now we're going to see how it sounds. I'm not going to give you so much of a review here. This is more like a sample podcast. So if you've seen this on Amazon, you can get it pretty cheaply. I think it was $80-some, but there was a 40% off coupon, maybe 50%. I got this for under $50. So XLR, USB, dynamic, nice body. That's what she said. It's a really solid microphone. I just have not tested the sound much, and that's part of what I do with this podcast, is give myself some sound samples and let you know what a microphone sounds like before you go out and rush to buy it. I will put the link to this microphone in the description. It's an Amazon affiliate link, so it does kick back a few pennies to me if you do purchase things after clicking that link. Let's go ahead and do some testing on this. I'll do a quick USB mode test to end it, but let's get right on top of the microphone. This is what it sounds like when you're on top of the IX Mic 01. This is what it sounds like when you are less than half an inch away from it. Now I'm going to back off to about the 4 inches that I was talking away from this microphone. It does come with a windscreen pre-installed, so I'm going to not take that off for the plosive test because aesthetically it's part of the microphone. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizzas. Yeah, now let's do off-axis rejection going 90 degrees. This is what it sounds like talking into the side of the microphone. 180 degrees, this is what it sounds like talking into the rear. 90 degrees yet again, this is what that sounds like. And back around to the front of the microphone. Not too shabby. Now let's go ahead and do a USB test to end this mini podcast with. But from my testing that I have done, it does sound okay. Nothing terribly offensive about it, but I didn't hear anything great about it either. But that was in USB mode. The only thing I have listened to so far was in USB mode. But let's go ahead, throw it into USB, see what we got there, see if the sound changes or if it stays the same. Generally, I kind of like when it changes because it gives you two different flavors with one microphone. But at the same time, it's kind of nice if you like the sound of a mic in XLR for it to reproduce the same sound in USB. So it's kind of a mixed bag. I kind of waver on it 50-50 whether I want it to be different or not, but let's find out. Let's go. Okay, so now we've got the IX Tech Mic 01 plugged into my Android device USB mode running through the Rode Reporter app, which to me is just the most transparent, easy app to use. Not the greatest in terms of post, what you're going to do with everything. It's kind of hard to get files from it. It's one of those apps that kind of hide your mic file unless you choose the share option. A little strange there, but overall a pretty good app just to record some audio. This is what it sounds like in USB mode. Did it sound different than XLR? Hell if I know. I really don't know. Maybe I'll listen back and give it an assessment, or maybe I'll just end it. Thanks for listening to Hear the Gear. Again, IX Tech Mic 01. Link in description. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I enjoy the looks of it. Hopefully I enjoy listening back to this podcast just like you are.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hear the Gear with Bark.